Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, a program to encourage you to experience His peace and be filled with hope, comfort, and joy as you listen to Samantha Landy's modern-day psalms and music. Samantha is the author of 11 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards for Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here is Samantha.
Welcome. Well, on this program, I'm going to talk about worshiping God. Now, don't go to sleep on me. It's not going to be some long theological discussion. No, I think you'll find this program enlightening and encouraging. And of course, I'm going to play some wonderful music as we listen together and worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus, our Redeemer. I recently had a musician listener write to me and told me that he loves the variety of music I play. He wrote that most programs have a certain style or type of music, but that my music, while a variety of styles from quartets to Southern gospel to Christian country and even instrumentals, all had one theme, that of uplifting and encouraging. Well, I was so blessed when I got that email, because that's just what I hope to do, encourage you wherever you are in the world. And when I think of worship, I'm reminded of the scripture where Jesus said, "Where two or more are gathered in my name, there I will be in the midst of them." And if you think about it, when you listen to Psalms of Hope, we are together in the Spirit. And Jesus says He'll be there too. Isn't that wonderful? Maybe that's why so many people say they love our program and that it encourages them. Jesus is with us as we listen. You know, we often equate worship with going to church, but worship can happen anywhere we turn our heart to God and begin to thank Him for being our God. It can happen at night in bed, in our backyard, on the beach, even while listening to this radio program. All it takes is a willing heart that desires to know Father God better. Various chapters in the book of Psalms, the largest book in the Bible, was written by King David and others for the purpose of worshiping and singing praises to God. Well, this first song I want to play is to help you enter into worship, and it's sung by the Tallies. That's certainly what we are doing on this program, worshiping and praising the Lord. The song is Hallelujah, Praise the Lamb.
Guilty and condemned,
love that song. We should praise Jesus, the Lamb, who is slain for us to give us eternal life. He loves you so much. And as we walk through these days of turmoil and pressures in the world and sometimes our own world, I find the need to worship God even more important. Throughout the Bible, we find many verses about worshiping God. And in my study about worship, I came across the most amazing verse the other day. It's from 2 Kings 3:15, and it says, "Now bring me a minstrel." And while the minstrel played, the hand and power of the Lord came upon Elisha. Oh, isn't that amazing? Such a simple thing. When the minstrel worshiped God through his music, God's power came upon Elisha. And in another place, the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. So, when we worship the Lord, his presence will manifest wherever we are. Our worship may include singing or playing an instrument or simply speaking praises to God. And it doesn't matter if we're at home, in our car, at work, even a hospital bed. God will inhabit our praises. And where God is, there's tremendous power available. The enemy cannot stand in the presence of our Almighty God. So what do you need power for today? Do you need God's healing power in your body? Worship him. Do you need God's restoration power in a relationship? Worship him. Are you lonely? Worship him. Do you need protection? Worship him. And as you worship God, you'll see your own perspective begin to change. Things that used to bother you will no longer bother you. Old habits and addictions will break off you as you worship and release God's power in your life. All through the day, sing songs to him and declare his goodness and provision for your life. Play Christian music in your home and in your car. And praise God by saying such simple, powerful things as, "You are a good and faithful God. Thank you for loving me." And as you praise God, I know you'll be blessed. And now, here's a wonderful song that will help you worship the one true and mighty God. Worship with me as we listen to Paul Wilbur sing, "For Your Name is Holy." hope you felt the presence of the Lord while listening to Paul Wilbur sing that song, For Your Name is Holy. And it's so true. God is a holy God. In the event you just tuned in, I'm Samantha Landy, the host for this program, Psalms of Hope. I'm so happy you've joined me. And on this program, I'm talking about the importance of worshiping God. Some time ago, I experienced a very special time of worship. I was invited to a home down in La Quinta, California, to listen to Dr. Calvin Taylor give a special concert for us. Dr. Taylor is a world-renowned concert pianist who loves the Lord fervently, and his tender spirit before the Lord comes through his incredible piano playing. It was obvious that he was worshiping the Lord as he played wonderful, God-honoring music for us. As I was reveling in the beauty of the trees and mountains viewed through the windows while listening to Dr. Taylor, suddenly I heard the distinct sound of birds. But all the windows in the room were closed. And then I happened to look down at the keyboard, and Dr. Taylor was making the piano sound like bird singing. He was doing this all the while playing that wonderful, rich, reassuring song, His Eyes on the Sparrow. Oh, my heart just soared in worship to the Lord, being reminded once again that God watches over us just as He watches over the sparrow. There isn't anything bad that can happen to us that God won't be with us in the middle of it. And then I thought again, God watching over the sparrow isn't just someone's good idea in a song. No, it's a promise in the Bible. And it's also in the Bible that God cares for us. He loves us. And yes, God watches over us. Oh, we may not be able to play the piano and worship like Dr. Taylor, but we can praise and worship God for His love, His faithfulness, His goodness, mercy, grace, and His forgiveness that's showered upon us every day, no matter who we are or where we are. And here's the song I mentioned Dr. Taylor playing on the piano. It's Gary McSpadden singing, His Eye is on the Sparrow.
And I sing because I'm happy. Oh, yes, I sing because I'm free. For His Eye. And I know He watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender And I know He watches me.
Oh, yes, God's eye is on the sparrow, and He does watch over us. That's God's promise in the Bible to you and me. Isn't that wonderful? Recently, I was talking to a friend of mine, Carol. She's a high school teacher, and she was having difficulty with the teenagers she was teaching in one of her classes. Every day, this particular group of students seemed rowdy and disrespectful. One day, she turned on the local Christian music station to a very low level at her desk. The students couldn't really hear it. It was simply a soft background sound. But it was only a matter of days, and she began to notice a difference in the mood of the class. They seemed more peaceful and ready to learn. She told me that she attributed it to the presence of God that the Christian music brought into the classroom. And a radio disc jockey friend of mine, Bill, works at a radio station, and he mentioned that he needs to make certain that he listens to some Christian music every day to keep his emotions strong. He said that if he just listened to the sad, romantic songs he played on the radio, he found he easily became melancholy and unhappy with his life. But if he remembered to fill his heart every evening when he got home with worship music, it kept his emotions strong and his heart right with God. So, if you're having difficulty in your relationships or workplace, you might want to try it too. If praise and worship to God help the Israelites defeat the enemy, I'm sure worship music will help us in our homes to have a peaceful, happy, joyful atmosphere. Try it. You might like it. Well, I've learned in my own life that praise and worship is very powerful. I listen to God-honoring music all day long, and praising God keeps me strong during difficult times. Praise helps keep my emotions stable. We must decide to put our faith into action by thanking and praising God all throughout the day. And when I'm worshiping God, one of the songs I love is a song by Carol Roberson. The title is I See God Everywhere.
In a mother's wrinkled hands, in daddy as a gentleman, I see God shining through. And little children as they play, in the family when they pray, I see God in me and you. I see God everywhere. I feel His love in the air. The one who hung the stars lives in my heart. I can see how much He really cares.
Song. I hope you took time to worship along with me as we listened to that song. And, well, my goodness, our time together is almost over, but I'd like to give you another amazing verse about worship. It's from the book of Romans, and it says, "But he, Abraham, grew strong and was empowered by faith, as he gave praise and glory to God. God had promised Abraham that he would be the father of many nations, that his heirs would outnumber the stars in the sky. Well, Abraham had to wait 25 years for Isaac to be born. And I'm sure there were many mornings that he thought, "Ah, I must not have heard God right. It's never going to happen. Besides, Sarah's too old to have a child." No, he had to do just what we have to do. He had to get up each morning and shake off the doubt and trust God again. Scripture says he grew strong in faith by giving praise and glory to God. Instead of complaining, I can imagine Abraham saying, "Father, I want to thank you that you're at work in my life. Even though this looks impossible, I know you always keep your promises." Yes, like Abraham, we can grow strong in our faith by praising and worshiping God. We need to thank God that our needs and our dreams will come to pass. So tomorrow, when you feel overwhelmed with life, let my voice remind you of the power that you have if you choose to praise and worship God. Maybe even put on some God-honoring worship music in your home or in your car, wherever you go. And you could even sing a song you heard on this program. There are so many examples of the power you can tap into as you praise and worship God. Yes, that's one of the reasons Jesus died for you, so you could have power in your life to overcome the evil in the world. And worshiping the Lord will help you have that power. Well, our time together is over. If you would like a CD of this program or any of my other programs, do write or email me. And since this program is listener-supported, if you can send a gift, that would be appreciated so much. So thank you in advance. And do join me same time, same place next week. I'm Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. You can order Samantha's books and CDs at her website. If you wish to write, you may do so at Samantha Landy, Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. From Samantha Landy and all of us at Psalms of Hope, we pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him. God bless you.